So, hello there. Just shutting my bedroom door.
Listening to a Boo by Braille Snail on Audio Boo, talking about how Braille isn't dead. I've got to admit, I totally agree with that, because even though now, according to Pete Osborne, the head of the chief Braille officer of the RNIB, less than 1% of people use Braille actively, which is about the region between 18,000 to 20,000 people out of the 2 million blind people in the UK. It's something so important that young people aren't being encouraged to do, and they should be encouraged to do, because it's great to be able to read your own stuff. It was fantastic to read a book and have, for example, in a very basic level, you could imagine what your characters sound like in your head, because a lot of times when you listen to an audiobook, the voice of the reader and the voices they make gives you a sort of impression of what a character might sound like, whereas if you read it on your own, then you get a real sense of imagination going in your brain, because the words are coming alive under your fingers, as it were. Now, on a more important and quite shocking level, if you listen to things all the time, if you have a program reading to you and all this, then how on earth are you going to spell? It's not great. You can't. I personally have found myself that after reading, listening to audio, since I got to uni, my own decline of Braille happened. And I found that there are so many words that I kind of think, oh God, how do I spell this? And if you're young and you're not being taught to use Braille, then how on earth are you going to read books and find out new and exciting words and find out how to spell them, which is why I used to love English and used to be one of my most favourite languages. You know, there's a library of books out there that places like the RNIB are trying to get more Braille put into, more books being put into Braille, trying to raise the 7%, which is a shocking statistic at the moment. Also, throughout Europe, and because of a directive put up in 2005, and the UK, there's a lot more things being put into Braille for us now. You know, there's a lot more signs, hotel lift buttons and products. For example, Co-op have quite a good, they spearheaded quite a lot of this. If you go buy a lot of their things, then it's good. And seriously, guys, everybody start using Braille. And for those in positions of power, what can I say? I can only say, please do not, and I repeat, please do not discourage it, because Braille is equally as important as audio, and it should be put alongside so that people's spelling can be improved, and so that all these changes that people have campaigned for can actually be worth it. Let's go from 1% to 100% of Braille use. And thanks very much.